This, I suppose, is an obvious comment, Adam, though, to start things off. The fact that Tiger is even involved in this event on Sunday would have to be deemed encouraging news when you consider that after winning the Masters some 13 and a half months ago, I guess it is now, he hasn't played a lot of competitive golf. So the fact that he's even out there on Sunday tells us he's obviously feeling good enough to do this charitable event.
Yeah, it's encouraging because he's going to be out there playing, you know, at least 18 holes. Yeah, it's a bit of a hit and giggle. It's a team event. But this is a guy who hasn't played competitive golf since mid-February of this year. He didn't play the Arnold Palmer, where he's won eight times. He didn't tee it up at the Players. He decided to not play in that event either. So this is a guy who's still got, you know, a wonky back. His health remains a big question mark, but he's been off since mid-February, like I said, and now he seems to be feeling the difference is night and day, he said in a recent interview with respect to how his back is feeling now as compared to February when he last teed it up. So certainly some encouraging signs that the PGA Tour season, whatever it may look like, will certainly include Tiger Woods moving forward. Despite the fact that he's been on the sidelines for three or four months now. It's been interesting, but definitely an encouraging and positive sign to know that, hey, we're going to see Tiger Woods play golf again this weekend.
When looking over the details of this match with Woods, Mickelson, Manning, and Brady, what else are they going to add? I know Charles Barkley's going to be involved. I don't know if he's actually playing a hole or hitting any shots. I know he's going to be there commentating on it, doing a little play-by-play, but what else, who else is going to be really involved in it?
Yeah, so the two things from a golf standpoint that really stand out that should be fun is the back nine is going to be alternate shot. So you're just imagining, you know, these 6, 7, 8 handicap quarterbacks, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, putting Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods in spots on this golf course that they've probably never seen before. So I think I'm going to be personally intrigued by seeing the back nine, the one club challenge. They're going to bring that on for the fifth hole. So the guys will just be able to play the whole hole with one club. So that should be pretty fun as well. Charles Barkley, to your point, is actually going to play an entire hole with the guys. So we'll get to see Charles, for better or for worse, out there playing. And then from a commentating perspective, it's going to be intriguing because they've got Amanda Baliones, who works with CBS and is an actual broadcaster. But then they've got Justin Thomas as well coming out there to broadcast a little bit too. He's good friends with Tiger. He lives in Hope Sound, Florida as well. And I think I'm going to be fascinated to see the dynamic between Justin Thomas, you know, the broadcaster, and Justin Thomas, the golfer, because he knows this golf course extremely well. He's a member at it too. And he is not at all afraid to give Tiger the needle. So I think, you know, adding in a layer of a former number one golfer in the world to commentate and to bring on some of the chirps and to be able to have that insight, I think is going to be interesting as well.
Adam Stanley is with us, golf writer for the Globe and Mail. Just to pick up on one of the things you talked about there, you're playing one club on a hole. What's the club you select?
It's, for me, it's probably got to be like a 6-iron or something like that, because you can hit that pretty far. Once you get around the green, you can kind of bump and run it as well. But it's going to be fascinating to see what these guys decide on, because Phil is just a magician with every club in his bag. Tiger is, for lack of a better descriptor, a bit of a broken man. So I can't see him taking a mighty lash with a 6 or 7 iron. He may go, you know, 4 or 5 iron instead and hope that he can get it on the green in the second shot. So, you know, it's just going to be cool. We're going to see guys hit shots that we don't normally see week in and week out on golf coverage.
So 6 iron is what they're going to use, or that's what you would use?
That's what I would use. They haven't announced what they're going to pick yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's, I don't know. I feel like 6 iron, what happens if I'm greenside? I feel like I'd need 7 max. I would probably go with an 8. I think I can crush an 8 iron, 165, 70 if I really leaned into something.
The 6-iron choice came from when they played the skins match in Japan. Jason Day used a 6-iron. He actually dunked a greenside bunker shot with his six iron. So I think, you know, these guys, they can do things with their irons that we can only dream of.
What do we know? And if this is an ignorant question, Adam, then clearly I'm not following it enough. But what do we know about Tom Brady's and Peyton Manning's golf games, if anything?
Well, Peyton Manning is a member at Augusta National. So that's maybe all you need to know about Peyton Manning. But he's an 8 handicap, and obviously he's been retired for a couple of years now. So he's got more time to swing the sticks, and quite frankly, he's got more time to swing the sticks at Augusta National if he so chooses. Tom Brady has a bit of a better handicap. He's about a 6 handicap. But of course, Tom Brady is still preparing to go back and play a full season in the NFL this year. So he hasn't had as much time to play as Peyton Manning has, but they've been repeatedly in pro-ams. Tom Brady plays the AT&T, the Pebble Beach event year after year. So these guys are not just hacking it around. They're pretty good golfers. And of course they're elite athletes as well. I mean, they're not professional golfers. Certainly they have other jobs, but they're pretty good, all things considered.
There's going to be $10 million donated to COVID-19 relief. And through Warner Media and the four golfers, what else do you think is going to happen? There's going to be any side action going on. I know Phil loves to gamble, but is that okay to do on TV? Or you think those guys will be having some fun in that sense?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I was at the first match in Las Vegas between Tiger and Phil, and you could tell that they clammed up a little bit. Once the mics were on, you know, it was a pay-per-view event, so they could feel free to, you know, swear or do things that maybe they didn't normally do on a television broadcast, a network television broadcast. But they just didn't. They were almost trained to stay a little bit tighter. This time around, and especially with the addition of two other guys, and you're playing as a team, and they're not golfers themselves, you know, they're recognized figures in the world of sports, I think we're going to see the guys be a little bit looser, have a little bit more fun. The side betting challenges, I would assume, as long as they're maybe for charity and not to actually line somebody else's pocket, you would assume that they could do that, you know, double or nothing here or closest to the pin there, or just something to add to the uniqueness of this event. I mean, $10 million is nothing to sniff at for sure, especially in terms of relief for COVID-19 efforts. But when it comes to having that one-upmanship and that ability to say, hey, I beat you on this and now you owe more money because of me, I think that for guys like Tiger and Phil is too good of an opportunity to pass up.
Adam Stanley, our guest, he's a golf writer for the Globe and Mail. This is Leadoff, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Adam, from the people you've talked to over the last week or so, what's your sense been as golf courses in the province of Ontario and specifically in the GTA have opened up? What are you hearing?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things and situations where golf courses and their ownership groups and golfers themselves are all realizing that they're in this together, and they also have a very unique opportunity, and they better not mess it up, essentially. So the golf course operators are putting out the safety protocols. They're doing their best because they, at their hearts, are small businesses. They, as small businesses, have been given this unique opportunity to open and also to be able to almost be a place where coming together with strangers is encouraged. And you don't really have other businesses that are open like that across the country. So they're being incredibly safe on that side. And the golfers themselves, I mean, the weather has been absolutely spectacular, and they want to still be able to have this opportunity. So the golf industry as a whole, players included, are all in this together. They all want to do things safely. They all want to do things right. And from what I've heard, you know, people are just so excited to get back out there that they're following the rules. They're doing their best to continue to stay safe, because they know that if there's one slip up, especially from a golf perspective, as it relates to the grander community's health perspective, it's going to be tough for golf courses to be allowed to stay open. So from what I'm hearing, from what I've heard from people who are playing and also who are running the golf courses, everyone's just so excited to be back out there and taking advantage of this good and unique opportunity that they have. And nobody wants to mess this up.